I'm delighted to welcome back to the program Tom Mossbrooker. He is Artistic Director of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, and tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzic, there is an encore performance of three ballets, which we will talk about. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So these three ballets, the first performance was the 16th and 17th of March. Now a month later, you're doing one night and one night only. And I highly recommend, if people haven't gotten to see it, there are still tickets and you can get over to the Lenzic tonight. Three pieces, two of them are Aspen Santa Fe Ballet commissioned works.
Actually, they're all three. All three commissioned, which is a little bit unusual for us. Usually we have one or two works that are existing works. But we're very proud of this program that it was all commissioned work, all created on our own company, all created by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. So we're thrilled about that.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to ask you about, is when a ballet is commissioned, are your choreographers whom you commission choreographing for specific dancers, for the ensemble, for the type of coaching that you do, for the style of dance that you do?
Yes, they are. And we choose our choreographers very carefully for that very reason. In the case of the piece by Yorma Ello, called Overglow, that was the fourth work that he's done for the company. And so for him to come back and work with those dancers, he knew exactly who he wanted to work with. He knew exactly their strengths and their weaknesses and how he wanted to exploit each one of them. And looking at the finished product, it was really a gift to those dancers because he captured each one of them so beautifully.
And that's very interesting, because then when those dancers move on or are not available or the company gets older and you've got new dancers, you have to plug new people in.
Right. As is the case of the first piece on the program, Left Unsaid by Niccolò Fonte, he created it for our company in 2003. And since then there have been several cast changes, but now I think we have two original cast members of the six. And so other dancers have stepped into those roles and made them their own.
One of the things that I was thinking about was, as I was watching it, and, you know, you have so many, I mean, it's hard to take notes because it's dark and you want to just let the performance wash over you. But I was thinking as I was watching, for example, Overglow, it's music by Mendelssohn and Beethoven, and the movements are so contemporary, and I thought it's such an interesting way of rehearing music like that. Every generation, you get to hear it anew and express what you're hearing through movement.
I'm nodding my head because I feel exactly the same way when I watch, particularly Overglow. You would never think that would do those type of movements to classical music, and yet he uses a lot of classical ballet in that piece, but he uses also a lot of very quirky movements, almost movements that look like hip-hop dance or pop and lock or things like that. And it's beautiful to see it juxtaposed against that classical music in that way.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the thing that is so, in a way, so subjective, but I have to say, either it works or it doesn't work. It works.
I think it works, too. And the other thing I like about Overglow is that although it is an abstract work, it sort of refers back to classical ballets that have a storyline. And halfway through the piece, a woman actually dies and is brought back to life. And it's very much in a tradition of classical ballet, although presented in a completely abstract way. I just think it's great.
Very interesting. And in that, another thing I was thinking about in that piece, the Yorma Ello Overglow, is there's just a gorgeous use of color. The backdrop is a screen that I don't know exactly from what direction it's lit, but there's a sort of sense of springtime and of sunrise without being too literal, and there's kind of a sense of nature that runs through the whole thing. And again, it's not literal. It's not like raising your arms like an opening flower or something like that, but there's that feeling of nature that is produced by the dance and by the use of color.
I love that you said that. I always love hearing your impressions, and I feel the same way. Those colors are so contemporary, that green, almost a chartreuse, but very spring-like, and it mimics the colors of the women's costumes. He used a lot of interesting lighting effects where starts with the man in blue, and the light changes when the woman in green comes on, and the backdrop becomes very much a part of the piece.
And it's a nice time of year to see it because those colors, you know, you go outside and you see them and then you go in and there
yeah.
they are.
So much of today's work is dark and dreary and very serious. And we always try to encourage the choreographers to lighten things up. Let's put some light on the stage, let's put some color, because that's what's going to be inspiring to people, I think.
We're talking to Tom Mossbrucker, Artistic Director of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, and these three pieces are tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzic. This first piece, it's called Left Unsaid by Niccolo Fonte. As I was watching it, again, I grew up watching and to some extent doing, but you know, both watching and doing classical ballet, New York City Ballet. So that's like the baseline from which I watch everything else. And ballet has really, if you want to think about progress in art, it's progressed so much over the last 20 to 50 years. And one of the things I was really noticing this time in that piece was the influence on the dance of exercise, of yoga, of stretching, of other kinds of exercises that in the old days you would leave those out. They'd never be in the choreography,
yeah.
and there they are.
That's another interesting point you make, because the choreographer, Niccolo Fonte, is very interested in yoga, and his yoga practice really influenced his work. We did another piece called In Hidden Seconds. I don't know if you remember that one, but it was really based on yoga, and it was based on the space between your breath, that quiet moment in between each breath. And so a lot of his work does refer back to his yoga practice, and so that's interesting that you took note of that. That is an older work. We created it. He created it for us in 2003, and we just brought it back this year. We're going to be doing it with live music.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. We have a live violinist on stage.
Oh, wonderful.
Which we didn't do the first time around.
No. So this is tonight, you've got the live violinist?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing about that dance was it seemed to me that the movements, like there's interactive movements between and among the dancers, and they express human emotion and also dance tradition.
Yeah.
In equal measure.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's a very physical piece.
Yeah.
There's a lot of partnering. There's a lot of shifting of weight, but there's a lot of weight sharing as well. Like two people, if one person let go, the other one would fall.
Right.
A lot of that. I think it's beautiful to watch.
Which is such a metaphor.
Right. Exactly.
Now, there is a new piece called Square Nun by Norbert de la Cruz III, and he is an up-and-coming choreographer.
Norbert is brand new. We received a phone call from the Jerome Robbins Foundation, and they told us about a grant that they have. It is a grant that you can't apply for. You can only be invited. And they called us personally and said that they love the work that we do and that our repertoire is important, and they feel that we have a great track record of commissioning new work, and so they wanted to offer us an opportunity to apply. It's called the New Essential Works Grant.
That's so awesome.
Well, it's awesome, but the grant guidelines are for a completely unknown choreographer. And although we have new choreographers and up and coming, we never really worked with anyone that was completely unknown. And so when we got the phone call, we really didn't have anyone that met that criteria. And we said, we would love to accept, but we just don't have anyone. We didn't want to just, pull something out of a hat to get the money. We really wanted it because it's an important grant. And then a few months later, we went to the Juilliard School to audition dancers, which we do every year. We went there to look at we watched their senior showcase. It's a very interesting program what they do. All the seniors get together and they put on a show. They do the choreography, they dance in it, they do the lighting, the costumes, they sell the tickets, they make the program. So we went to that showcase, which we often do, and instead of finding a dancer, we ended up being really struck by the work of this young man, Norbert de la Cruz, who had choreographed this piece for his classmates. It was just a short, like I think a 15-minute piece, but it was very interesting. It had a very clear, strong voice as an artist, and we just said, this is really unusual for someone of his age. And we immediately thought back about the Jerome Robbins grant. We called them back and said, is it too late? We have someone we think would be great. And so they ended up funding it.
Oh my goodness, what a What an amazing thing for him, as well as for you guys.
Yeah, it was great. And we really tried to do everything we could to nurture him. We gave him a lot more time than we would normally give a choreographer. We teamed him with a really great design team. He has a costume designer was from the television show Project Runway.
Okay.
His name is Austin Scarlett. And the lighting designer is Saya Johnson, who's local. She's from Albuquerque, who does a lot of our lighting. So it was a really great team. They worked really well together. We also arranged some time for him to meet with the other choreographers, Nicolo Fonte and Yorma Ello, and have a couple of mentoring sessions with them. They gave him a critique, I think, of his work. He asked them all sorts of questions about what it's like to be a choreographer. And so it was a really rich experience for everyone, I think.
And that's where you realize how careers and lives are made, is in very great support at formative moments.
Yeah, and it's not often that, well, we've certainly never been able to do it before, and it was through the grant from the Jerome Robbins Foundation that we were able to really take the time and spend the money and really do it, as really serve Norbert the best that we could, give him every opportunity to create good work, and he did a beautiful job. He just
beautiful. With that lighting grid ascending and descending, and it's a very visual piece.
Visually,
I mean, if you made a bunch of stills of it, it would still be super cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Encore Performance, one night only, tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzic. If you don't have tickets, call 505-988-1234, or I guess people can just show up.
Yeah.
Tom Mossbrooker is Artistic Director of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Great to have you, and come back soon again.
Thank you.